Good morning. 6:35 a.m. August the 2nd, 2015, a Wednesday morning. This does not bode well. It was a very rough night last night. I didn't get anywhere near sleep enough. I'm very groggy this morning. I'm very foggy this morning. My arthritis was kicking up in the night, and the medication didn't seem to help very much when I went to bed. I'm going to double check and make sure I actually took it. Got to take it again this morning because this foot is just causing serious problems. But I can't seem to shake the fuzzy-wuzzies this morning. I can't. I keep blinking, trying to get my eyes open, and they don't seem to want to open. So I've come out for my walk. The alarm went off at 6 o'clock. I was up already. And I've come out for my walk to try to get some blood moving, to try to get this brain put back together again this morning. Yesterday was a terrible writing day. I got 1,000 words in, but just like by the skin of my teeth, it took all day. I'm not happy with the words. The story that had such promise has sort of choked. Usually that's a sign that I'm forcing a story. Usually that's a sign that I'm putting characters in a place where they shouldn't be. And I think that goes back to the second chapter. I think that goes back to some place way back around word 2500, where things started accelerating at a pace that is not comfortable for me. Oh, this dog is going to be a pain in the butt, isn't she? He, it. So I'm not sure what the problem is exactly with the story. Now, I may need to back up. I do something that I advise people to do. Given that I don't have that much to back up to, I might have to back up to the point where the story was working and charge forward again. I'm going to leave the words as counted, but I'll push them to the back of the story. So in case there's... It's what I would do in NaNoWriMo. It's like once you've got the words written, they're written. And in order to maintain some consistency in how many words I've written this month, I will leave them in the file, but just tagged for deletion. That way, if the backup doesn't work, I can always recover those and start at a different place. So, yeah, I have a headache. I'm short of breath. My brain is feeling like I took too many meds last night. Or perhaps not enough. I have similar feelings. The book has gone to Karen Conlon, who is now editing in public. I thought she was giving me a slot at the end of the month. It turns out she's giving me a slot right now. So if she can get through this in the next couple of weeks, then October looks like a slam dunk. It looks like maybe the 1st of October for getting this book published, which would be very, very good for my wallet, but also very good for all of you, because that means we've got a new story out. And there's nothing, to be really, really truthful, there's nothing that spurs me on to write the next book than a new book out and working, a new book out and being picked up and talked about. Was it, I know, I think it was Yogi Berra's, nothing succeeds like success. And for all the encouragement that I get from people, it's like, well, we'll be here for you. We're waiting for you. We're with you. When your new stuff comes out, we'll be here. Yeah, I mean, that's helpful. That spurs me on. That lets me know that I'm not out here abandoned in the wilds. But it's in terms of motivation, it's secondary to my being able to get a new book out and getting it in the hands of readers who are then excited about it. So that's really, if I'm going to be honest. What are you doing over here? It's funny, I thought that was the dog that was back on the other corner. How curious. So anyway. The bonus picture this morning was one that I saw coming. The sun was rising when I took the... I'm starting my walk now. Yeah, the sun was just coming up and beginning to color the clouds. And so I waited for about, oh, I don't know, 3 or 4 minutes. And the sun did what I hoped it would do, which was come up a little bit further and begin to paint that cloud deck a little, give it a little rosy glow, and it did. So I got a bonus picture this morning. And for those of you who may not be watching the blog all the time, the before and after pictures of the back gate, I posted them last night. The pictures don't really say, they don't really show how bad the gate was. When the estimate came in, it was pretty low, and it was not really... I was like, really? That you're going to be able to do... You're going to be able to put that gate back together with just this? And when the actual carpenters show up to do the work, they were like, no. No, 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 no. This wood is rotted out. This stuff is... No, can't. So they actually got a hold of the boss, and the boss gave them a new estimate. And right then, and I accepted the estimate. So it was a little bit more than we expected, but it wasn't a lot more than we expected. We have both gates now work wonderfully, spectacularly. Chuckling because a guy came out from one of the side streets level, a block and a half or so. And he's walking across the street. He's on the sidewalk across the street from me, walking in the same direction. He's going a little bit faster. He's hiking along pretty good. He just turned down one of the cul-de-sacs. Apparently he's a fan of Axe body spray. And I find it amusing that, granted I'm downwind of him, but 50 feet away I can smell it. And I'm pretty sure it's him, because now he's no longer downwind. He's gone back into some of the... back into the neighborhood, and I'm no longer getting the whiff of Axe. Good morning. Morning. Good morning. Guy walking a pair of golden labs. Being golden labs, they are very friendly. Oh yeah. I wonder if I'll see the the guy who walks his black lab. Well, a few minutes later this morning, because the alarm went off and I wasn't moving. I've had most of a cup of coffee. I kind of want my oatmeal. My wife is up already, which is means I can go home and make breakfast. I don't have to get the kid up for another hour. She goes in at 9 today and gets out at 1:30. Yeah, I think it's 1:30. Monk Post. Oh, here, there's the Black Lab guy. I think that's him. I don't see the dog. There he is. So yeah, I only got 1,000 words yesterday. It was a 5,000 word goal. I got 1,000 words, so it's a blue day. If I hadn't made 1,000 words, I would have called it a red day. I got green day for the podcast, but blue day for writing. I'm not gonna beat myself up too much. Last month I didn't really get into the groove until it was the 8th of the month. And then I managed to crank out 5K days from that point forward. So getting into the groove is going to be the answer. I just need to give myself permission to find that groove.
Good morning.
Morning.
Okay.
Good dog. The dog stayed today. Guys had him sit and then stay. As it's interesting, it's fun to watch. I realize that this is probably stupidly boring and hardly scintillating, but it's my brain at work for whatever that's worth. Oh. Come on, you can do this. This is one of those days where in past months I would have said, you know, I'm not up for this today, because God knows I am not up for this today. But up for it or not, I need to do it. It's one of those anti-depression things. It's one of those operational efforts in the defense against depression. What my therapist calls fake it till you make it, and that's it. You know, there are things that you can do that make you feel better, and taking the walk in the morning is something that intellectually I know that if I do it, I'll feel better. So not walking sabotages my efforts to control the depression. And yet there are mornings like this where I really can't point to depression and say, yeah, I'm depressed, so I don't feel like walking, because I have all of these other physical manifestations that I'm trying to deal with, like complete lack of sleep. I was up till, the kid had rehearsal last night. She didn't get out till 10:30. So I didn't get to sleep until 11:15, 11:30, and then woke up three times in the middle of the night and was up again at 4:30. So basically 5 hours sleep, a broken 5 hours, so it wasn't even a solid 5 hours sleep. My arthritis is causing problems. I'm having a bad med day. I think the reason that it's happening is because 5 hours isn't enough. I usually have 8 or 10 hours before I have to after I take the pills before I have to move. Good morning. And so I took the pills late last night because I didn't get home till late. I don't want to take them a drive. So anyway, yeah, it's of all these physical manifestations that would, under some circumstances in the past, under a lot of circumstances in the past month, I would have said, you know, just call in sick. But I need to walk. I need to walk. For all that I blather and talk and sometimes say something interesting, quite a lot of the times don't, it helps me to get out and to try to find some organization, to try to find some threads in my thinking to force me to elucidate my thinking processes to, what's the word I'm looking for? To speak out loud, to organize. Probably elucidates the right word. To put form to what otherwise might be amorphous thinking. Karen was fine yesterday because she was giggling all the way through this book. And we had a couple of things to talk about. One sentence that bothered her was about Ishmael standing perpendicular to gravity. He was actually standing perpendicular to the floor and aligned with gravity. I can see that. I see their point. It doesn't. And there's a certain part of me that says, oh, yes, yes, yes. I understand now. And I agree, to a certain extent, that, yeah, that wasn't what I meant to say. So we've agreed to change it. But there were some scenes in there that gave her a great deal of amusement. Not the least of which was a nod to Buckaroo Banzai, which I had put in but then forgotten. I told Karen, there are so many Easter eggs in this thing, it's a wonder I don't have a cease and desist letter from the Bunny Union. It's just, between the puns and the Easter eggs, it's pretty... There are people who are going to get it, there are people who are not. I hope everybody doesn't get all of them, because then it might be a little bit too much. But, yeah, okay, fine, we're good. Today's question was about why the discrepancy in styling between ship boots, which is two words, ship suit, which is one word, and ship tee and boxers, which is hyphenated. I don't have a good reason for that. I hope it's because... I think that's a consistency. I think that's how I styled the words in previous volumes. So I just wanted to be consistent across the books, because there are certain readers who will get quite upset with me if I'm not consistent across books and are less concerned with consistency across styling of compound words. Oh, today's Wednesday. I'm at the back gate. I think I mentioned the back gate photos are posted on the TOMMW page. For those of you who wanted to see the before and after. It still smells like fresh new wood. It's quite lovely. And this gate has got the slats screwed to it, so it's not nailed in, which is a significant improvement. At any rate, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.